This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. The King's superstrike is in its sixth day after negotiations over the weekend continued. Workers are striking for better pay and safer working conditions. On Sunday, the Teamsters Union agreed not to cross the picket line in support of King Super's workers. Negotiations are set to restart at 3 p.m. today. A new state plan aims to help more mobile home park residents buy out their landlords. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on one community where that recently happened.
Esther Soto and her neighbors gathered last month in a downtown Leadville office to sign the paperwork that would put the future of their homes in their hands.
We have it here for signatures that Esther, you will sign there.
The residents were finalizing a deal to pay $1.6 million for the roughly 30-home property. They got about $1 million from the Colorado Health Foundation, and they'll finance the rest by raising their lot rent payments to $500 a month. Financing has been a major limitation on the movement for resident-owned communities, but that could change as Colorado lawmakers consider putting up to $51 million into supporting similar purchases. It's part of a larger proposal to use federal COVID aid to help with affordable housing in the state. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver school and health officials want parents to talk to their children about the possibility of remote learning. Denver health pediatrician Steve Federico says children suffered from the social isolation of not being in school last year.
Explain to them why it might happen. Make sure they're supported when they're at home. Make sure they're able to connect with their teachers and reassure them that it's likely to be short term.
In the first 2 weeks of January, certain grades in Denver public schools have gone remote when there hasn't been enough staff to cover classes because of COVID infections. This is CPR News and KRCC.